Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. So good to have you here. Of course, we spend a lot of time focused on your health and health in general. It's an important topic and obviously something that I think people take more seriously with each passing year, making sure that they're taken care of. My next guest is Dr. Munzer Kassab. He is the director of the Spiro Epilepsy Monitoring Unit, and he's also a neurology professor at Michigan State University, where he teaches. Doctor, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Good to have you here. All right, let's talk about, first of all, for those that don't know and don't deal with epilepsy, let's get an explanation, a brief overview of, I mean, we've all heard the word, we've all seen and understand what a seizure is, but what is epilepsy?
Epilepsy is a disease that manifests itself by frequent seizures. Seizures are unpredictable discharges of neurons in the brain. And these can happen anytime, and it depends on where in the brain the discharge is happening that is uncontrollable, the symptoms happen. So if it's in the motor area of the brain, you get twitches of one arm or the other, or the leg or the face. If it's in a sensory area in the brain, you get intermittent tingling of one side of the body. If it's in the awareness center of the brain or close to it, you may seem to stare in space, not responding to people for a minute or so, and come back to normal. It's only when it's generalized all over the brain then we all recognize the common thing when you ask about what a seizure is, which is somebody shaking on the ground for a minute or two.
So tell me about the Spiro Epilepsy Monitoring Unit, and then I want to get into some different forms of seizures and so forth. I think you just covered a bit of it, but what is the Spiro Epilepsy Monitoring Unit? Let's start there.
The Epilepsy Monitoring Unit is a very specialized, highly sensitive unit at Spiro Hospital that we built 5 years ago. You know that in the medical literature, one-third of patients with epilepsy eventually won't respond to medications. We have more than 20 seizure medicine in the market, and despite all of those, we still have one-third of the patient. No matter what you give them, any combination, they do not respond. So the way to provide our patient with an option, we built this unit where we admit the patient. We monitor them with electrodes on the head and video camera for 3 to 5 days. We are trying to localize and see where exactly the seizure is coming from, which part of the brain. We look at what the patient is doing at the beginning of the seizure. We look at the electricity, where it starts, and we correlate both. The idea is to try to find out if we can take that little focus where the seizure starts, like surgically, remove it to cure the patient.
That is absolutely fascinating. Dr. Munzer Kassab here. He is the director of the Spiro Epilepsy Monitoring Unit. Let me ask you this, doctor. How long have you been in the field?
I've been in the field for 15 years.
And in that time, because what I'm hearing here is great steps forward in technology and treatment of these patients. Am I correct?
You're absolutely correct.
So this is a pretty big deal then, if you are somebody that has any of the different kinds of seizures and one of those 20 medicines or two or three, they don't work anymore. You have an opportunity here to study the patient, figure out where it's originating, and try to address it directly. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So how unique is this epilepsy monitoring unit to Southern Michigan or in general?
It's the only unit in its kind in the central Michigan. The only other units are either way south in Detroit or in Grand Rapids. Nothing north of us at all. So we receive patients all the way from the Upper Peninsula. It requires a lot of dedication, training staff, equipment. So it's pretty unique. Not a lot of units like this in the nation.
So give me an idea from your firsthand experience, doctor, and working as the director of the Epilepsy Monitoring Unit, what kind of changes do you see? I mean, this has to be, and I've not dealt with it directly, but it would occur to me that dealing with these seizures in different kinds could be very frustrating. It could be very difficult to deal with emotionally. So if you give people hope and actually move forward, I mean, the transformations you're seeing must be incredible. Give me an idea.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, these patients are desperate. I mean, they cannot go socially in public. They're always scared that a seizure is going to happen. They don't know when it's going to happen. They cannot drive. So it's severely disabling. Giving these patients a little bit of hope, It's a very noble thing to do. It must be done, and I'm glad Spero agreed with us to have this unit around. The patient, I still have to see one patient who refuses to come to the unit despite the possibility of a brain surgery. This is how disabling this disease is. I've seen a couple of cases that comes to mind immediately that we had a great success over the last 3 years, where the patient went from having seizure three times a day to absolutely no seizure, zero seizure.
Talk about life changing. I mean, there's a transformational experience, isn't it?
Absolutely.
You know, brings a patient from unable to function in a normal way, you know, if you're being, you know, stopped three times a day from seizures, and all of a sudden you're moving past that. What an incredible testament to the program, to what you're doing. Dr. Munzer Kassab, doctor and director of the Spero Epilepsy Monitoring Unit and also a neurology professor at Michigan State University. So for people listening that deal with this directly or know people that do, how do they find out more? How do they get to you? How do they become part of this program? How do they get checked and monitored so maybe they can have hope as well?
Absolutely. We have a very nice website on the Spero Hospital website on the internet that they can check into it and get a lot of useful information. In addition, all they need is to mention to their primary care providers that we have this unit at Spero Hospital. We're still having seizures. Even if they have one seizure a year, it's still disabling. These people cannot drive by Michigan laws. So our goal here is zero seizures. And if their primary care provider refer them to us, we will do everything possible to make sure that we'll give them every chance they have to be seizure-free.
Doctor, great story. Great effort, and what a great opportunity for people here in Michigan. It's the Spero Epilepsy Monitoring Unit. Dr. Munzer Kassab is the director. Doctor, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.